Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, is the unexplained death, usually during sleep, of a seemingly healthy baby who is less than a year old. It's sometimes known as crib death because that's where the infants often die. The root cause of SIDS is mostly unknown. However, we do know how to reduce the risks. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here with crucial information.
This is an important time of year to talk about SIDS because newborns are at an increased risk during the winter months. As it starts to get cold, it can be tempting to bundle up babies at bedtime. They should be kept warm, but not too warm. An overheated baby is more likely to go into a deep sleep, which can be hard to wake up from. Less is more when it comes to bedding. Things like fluffy pillows, padding, stuffed animals, and blankets can all interfere with breathing. A better option is a sleep sack or other clothing that doesn't require additional cover.
That's good advice, Doug. I know secondhand smoke can increase the risk of babies too. What are some other things parents can do to keep their infants safe?
If moms can breastfeed, that's a big plus. Researchers say babies who are breastfed for the first 6 months are at a lower risk of SIDS than children who are given formula. One warning though, it can be tempting to bring your baby to bed with you and drift off back to sleep together. Those warm blankets are cozy, but dangerous. Babies are safest in their crib.
Some good news is that during the holidays, grandparents and other relatives might be in town to offer help and watch the baby, but they may need a refresher course on putting the baby to bed.
You're right. That help is a welcome relief, but remind them of the ABCs of safe sleep, alone, on the back, and in a crib.
Good information, and as always, thanks, Doug.